Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the meteorologist on television and the newspapers in the last few days were predicting just abject destruction in Sin City, New Orleans, if there was a direct hit by Hurricane Katrina. Then they all discussed how the city dodged a bullet and how it went a little bit east of there, but still the city itself is basically submerged now. The death toll is well over 80 lives now, and there's also, of course, flooding in Mississippi and surrounding states. But 80 deaths right now, just 80-plus deaths right now, just in the area of Louisiana and New Orleans. So I was hoping that all the dire predictions would be wrong, and then yesterday they were saying, oh, it wasn't as bad as we thought it would be by half. And then now they're saying it's just absolutely horrible. You've got to ask yourself, though, why the federal government actually cut funding to repair the existing levees and dikes and walls that were shading and shielding the city of New Orleans from the great Mississippi and its delta. I mean, we're talking about a situation where if there was a direct hit on New Orleans, the Houston Chronicle last year, quoting top meteorologists, said tens of thousands could die if there was ever a direct hit. And almost every year, hurricanes slam into the city of New Orleans. They just haven't been Category 4 or 5. This one was Category 4 when it came ashore, but again, the main thrust not hitting New Orleans. It's a big deal, and 80-plus people dead. Meanwhile, we have to give up all our liberties, put in tens of billions of dollars of cameras all over the country, learn to lick the boots of men wearing black ski masks and black Nazi uniforms. We have to learn how to be stopped at checkpoints while our border stays wide open. And the federal government massively slashed the funding for simply repairing walls that the Army Corps of Engineers built 50 and 60 years ago. Forget building new walls, just repairing them. Because the city, since they first built those walls 60 years ago, has sunk another foot or two. So it just shows this government could care less about you. They tell you all day that it's their job to take care of you and their job to run your life and their job to tax the daylights out of you. Whereas it's not really the federal government's job. The state of Louisiana has the money, has the manpower. They should have protected the city, but they're a bunch of predominantly decadent, corrupt, fat cats running that government down there. I mean, Louisiana is legendarily corrupt, folks. I don't have to, you know, apologize for stating the obvious. And why are they legendarily corrupt? Because their population is legendarily laissez-faire. Very laissez-faire. They're French. It figures the word laissez-faire is French. That is, they don't give a hoot, a rootin' tootin'. And obviously, that's an overgeneralization, but predominantly, we're looking at a decadent lot of sops. And listen, if I lived in New Orleans, I would have moved out of there years ago because they hadn't repaired that. When their own meteorologists and topographers were saying, if we get hit by a hurricane, we're dead. I mean, this is serious. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we'll give you the latest on the disasters taking place all over Louisiana and Mississippi and surrounding Gulf states here in just a few minutes, but I'm sure that you've all gotten plenty of reportage on this tragedy. I do want to note that coming up in about 52 minutes, we're going to have the gentleman on the broadcast who a few months ago said, he's a developer, that he's moving to take one of the Supreme Court justices' homes and bulldoze it and build the Lost Liberty Hotel on it. And this story isn't getting enough attention now. People have kind of forgotten that the Supreme Court ruled that you don't have private property, and that if some robber baron, some land baron, wants your land, they can just swoop by and take it from you. Oh, yes. So it's a big, big deal, and we're going to be discussing it here on air coming up in the next hour with the gentleman who is illustrating absurdity by being absurd. But really, I think it's just desserts to try to take one of the justices' homes who voted for the land grabbing and build a hotel on it. By the way, the big secret that I've never seen anywhere but a small blurb in WorldNet Daily and now on one other blog is that it is openly admitted in the newspapers locally in New London, Connecticut, that They told the people 5 years ago, give us your houses. Doesn't matter if you're paying taxes at $260,000 a year on your three-story Victorian-style six-bedroom home. We say it's worth $60,000. And that's because we've condemned your home out of hand because we say we own it, and so we'll just pay you for the lot. And by the way, if you don't pay us for, if you don't give us the property and let us pay you just for the lot, that is the New London Development Committee, this private development consortium running around paying off the mayor and others. If you don't do that, we're going to charge you full rent on every square foot at the highest city rates for your house. And they told the hundreds of families that still live there this 5 years ago, and most of them sold. But around 76 families refused to leave. Some of them, 85-year-old widows who were born in that house. They have nowhere to go with what they're being offered and with the debts that they have. And this is admitted, but it was never on the nightly news, never on Rush Limbaugh, never on Michael Wiener Savage, never talked about by the neocons. We wrote a huge article about it and begged the media to pick it up. WorldNet Daily barely mentioned it and interviewed one of the people that we interviewed, one of the local homeowners. Today, a blog picked up on it, thank God, but that's really about it. And that leads me into the hurricane. You go, well, what does land grabbing have to do with the hurricane? Well, before I get to that, here's another example building up to that. We've had 600-plus people in the last 8 months, and my numbers are 3 weeks old. There's dozens of deaths a week, so I'm sure it's a lot more than 600 now. But 600-plus deaths, dozens of police and Forest Service and Border Patrol and sheriff deputies on our side, over 100 on their side, and then again hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of U.S. and Mexican citizens kidnapped, murdered, slaughtered, rocket attacks, missile attacks, bazooka attacks, car bombs, machine gunnings. I mean, right here in Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, 8 towns flying the Mexican flag, no American flag being flown on the U.S. side, no English allowed in any of the court proceedings or in any of the city buildings. I mean, some of these are good-sized towns. And the San Antonio Express News will write an article about how there's rocket attacks, or how the U.S. Embassy's mission closed, or how there was a car bombing, but it's all broken up. Or, well, another town doesn't fly the American flag. Citizens have chosen to only fly the Mexican flag. It's all broken up. And so we wrote a huge, detailed, 9-page article. For some reason, we can write an article about a ham sandwich, I've said jokingly, and it gets linked everywhere. Millions of readers. We cannot get that story linked. Cannot get anyone to talk about it, and I just have no idea why. And the entire article is literally, I didn't count them up, dozens and dozens and dozens of hyperlinks. I mean, every statement we make is backed up by multiple links to mainstream news. But no one has put it all together. We've done that. I wish others would, because this is the big threat. I mean, I even have top activists on who are living on the border fighting the invasion. Glenn Spencer on America Patrol, one of the most intelligent, informed people, and he hadn't heard all this. I said, well, what about the rocket attacks? Heard about that. What about all the kidnappings? Heard about that. What about the car bombings? I heard a little something about that. What about the towns flying the Mexican flag? I did hear about that, but not all 8 towns. And he goes, man, the more you talk about it, yeah, I do see it. Wow, no one's put it all together. Again, it's hidden in plain view. And we put this together, and listen, folks, we're under attack. I mean, we got 600-plus people dead. Rocket attacks, car bombings, embassies closing, travel advisory saying that The Texas border is more dangerous than the West Bank, folks. The State Department's own website rates it as more dangerous. We're not closing embassies in Israel, folks. But they are down on the border of Mexico. And it's bad. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's discussing it. And it's the same thing with what I was mentioning earlier. And Stalin said it, the evil mastermind that he was. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it is a statistic. People can grasp, that there's been a car bombing, or they can grasp that there's been a bunch of assassinations, but they can't grasp, they can grasp individual stories. Or, one girl who gets kidnapped and killed in Aruba, and, it's endless news for 2 months. But when we've got DynCorp caught, admittedly, kidnapping 200,000 women and children, I play the congressional testimony. It's admitted. And nothing's done. It's just minor footnote in a couple of news wires. So our job is to focus on what we think is important and to focus on the things that are really big that are being ignored. I mean, I've been criticized by some of our astute audience for spending too much time on Camp KC and on what's happening out there, because people rightfully see it as a big diversion. But only on the surface. If you look at just the 1,000 neocons screaming at the 3,000 liberals, and then just have a big rah-rah, mock battle, basically, of the two political parties, it is a diversion. But then if you go into the microcosm level, though, and look at how both sides are controlled, and look at how the neocons don't care if Bush is anti-Second Amendment or anti-national sovereignty, they told me I'm one of those evil right-wing Republicans. And I had so-called Republicans tell me this. I mean, there's a lot to be learned by looking at the diversion and by talking about the diversion. Or what I should say, the media circus. So it just blows my mind. And now that brings us to Hurricane Katrina. They're talking about gas prices hitting $80 a barrel now. They're over 70 right now. I'm sure you've noticed at the pump. We also, now again, have the reports coming out that as many as 80-plus people could be dead along the river there alone in New Orleans. Power was out to almost 1 million customers statewide. We have just all sorts of horrible things happening. They're saying Katrina could cost insurers a record $25 billion. You're going, well, Alex, Katrina's getting a lot of attention. What do you mean it's not getting attention? No. It's not getting attention in context to the fact that, again, the government will say, give up all your rights, throw the Bill of Rights out the window, worship tyrannical Orwellian police state because 56 people died in bombings in London. We've got to search you on the highways and search you in the subways and search you on the Amtraks and shove you around and order you around because Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Meanwhile, they leave the border wide open. I mean, there's just this disconnect with logic. Meanwhile, Bush almost cut all the funding, just the base regular funding for the Army Corps of Engineers and others to just repair, the ongoing repair of levees and dikes and different systems that have been built by the federal government in conjunction with the state of Louisiana and other states on the Mississippi. Because it's below sea level there, folks. It's a swamp. New Orleans is built on a swamp, a city of 4 million people. Well, now, the city basically is in danger of washing away, and the government isn't going to do a thing to fix those levees. They're just going to spend 30, 40 times the money now to go basically bail everybody out. I mean, you got to ask yourselves, why? Why? We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Many American cities, including New Orleans, have flooded this bad in the past. But why hasn't the government repaired the dikes so that it will not happen in the future, or so that if there is more of a direct hit or a greater collision with a storm in the future, that the loss of life won't even be greater? Why did George Bush take the funding, cut the funding? It isn't like he cut some extra funding. No, no, he cut the base funding down to almost nothing. Meanwhile, they're saying that so far The Iraq War is the third most expensive war in U.S. history, and in another year, it will be as expensive as World War II. And, folks, that's because Lockheed Martin and Halliburton and the rest of them are just gorging themselves right now. So, see, there's no money to spare. They've just got to have it all. Why, the troops can't even have it. And, you know, I haven't even talked about this. It's in the stack today. I'm so desensitized I didn't even mention it until Chris Hansen came in here on the microphone during the break and said, why aren't you talking about how they're announcing martial law in New Orleans and surrounding area? Because they always call it civil emergency and riot police or whatever. No, no, now they want to use that term that they've been pushing the last few years, martial law, just getting you used to hearing it. 3 weeks ago, they were saying they're getting ready for martial law for civil emergencies to fight American rebels. The Washington Post talking about martial law, and we played newscast up in Virginia where they're talking about the citizens are rebels and we've got to train to deal with the citizens. We're rebels. You haven't heard that talk since, you know, the 1770s and 1780s. Again, it's just this endless atmosphere of, I mean, in the past, if a city flooded, they'd send in the National Guard and they'd be under the governor's control. The governor would request them and the feds would send them. But now the Associated Press headline reads, Pentagon to direct and command operations. In an unprecedented move, the Pentagon is taking full control. Oh, the Pentagon is in control. Not being directed by the local governor. The Pentagon. The Pentagon is in control. And I remember 3 years ago, this is in my film Police State 3 Total Enslavement, it was in the Times-Picayune, that's the big paper in New Orleans, that the city had been federalized. Every department, they were under FEMA command and control. So this has already been done. This had been prepared. Detroit has been federalized. L.A. has been federalized, though not to the extent of the total capitulation to federal occupation. And there's all these headlines about martial law of terrorist attacks, setting aside the Constitution for a military government. And the American Legion and others are coming out with statements saying protesting the war should be banned. And I hear the neocons on talk radio, ban protest, ban free speech. It's terroristic. Why don't we just have martial law? Why? I know you've heard it, your talk radio listeners. Why don't we just put people in labor camps, and we can't have a meeting for free, so let's make them work for their food. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the border stays wide open, and every time they track down Al-Qaeda, their CIA or MI6 being protected. Lo and behold, the defense contractors have the motive. Trillions of dollars in weapon systems over the next decade. Trillions in oil. Hundreds of billions in camera systems and surveillance systems. You see, the private military-industrial complex using crises they create or crises that they use are just taking over every sector of society. Now the only real jobs you can get when you go to college, they tell you, sign up for Homeland Security. Why, we've got just thousands and thousands at every big university of full scholarships if you want to go into Homeland Security. When you go to Homeland Security classes, you learn how to report on neighbors and how to create citizen spy brigades and how Second Amendment is bad and how the Founding Fathers are bad. Oh, I have video of the training. It's in Road to Tyranny. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have video of it. George Washington's a terrorist. All gun owners are terrorists. Folks, I'm not kidding about all this. Do you understand? They're making their move right now. Just more and more. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of military training drills all over the country in the last decade for martial law. And I would go to these training drills, or listeners would go to them and get video. But I went to over 10 of them, and they on the ground, it was for America. It was to fight American rebels. But on the local news, it was always for overseas. Now that's changed. Now they have it on local news, and they say it's to fight you, the citizens, the rebels. You're rebels. They're calling us rebels. What are they got planned that's so horrible they know we're going to resist them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You to get it burned into your brains. In the late 90s, I would travel up to the East Coast, the West Coast. I would witness Marines, regular Marines with foreign troops, with role players saying, I'm an American, not the camp. They would let us videotape the mock interrogations where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? And I came and made videos about it. Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover. And I've ranted and I've raved about it. And now all over the country, you'll just read in your paper, as a cost-cutting scenario, they're moving the National Guard in with the Sheriff's Department in the new law enforcement center. And they just calmly announced that the National Guard and the local police have merged into the local FEMA center. Oh, that's normal. Then we hear, oh, there's going to be domestic CIA units. Oh, troops are going to be involved in our daily lives to keep us safe. Oh, they're just in New York and Chicago and Houston and L.A. and places like that, and they just stand there with machine guns. Does nothing to protect you from somebody with a bomb, even if there were real Muslim terrorists that weren't al-Qaeda. And then again, Tommy Franks and the outgoing head of CENTCOM last year tells major magazines, and people couldn't believe it, then he went on Fox News and word for word said the exact same thing. It's just too bad, but it's what the people want. We'll keep you safe. Next time we get attacked, military government. You know, us generals just hate that. all throughout history. We just hate it. Everything our founding fathers warned us about. And I know there's a bunch of idiots out there going, what are you, anti-military? I think the military ought to run our lives. That's freedom. I guess it's freedom in communist China or in Russia or in East Germany under the Stasi, but who our government, by the way, consults openly with. Marcus Wolf is a $1 million a year hired consultant, the former head of the Stasi. I mean, folks, you couldn't write a science fiction novel this bizarre. No one would. If I wrote a dystopic novel 10 years ago with all the stuff in it that's happening, people would say, oh, that book's too unbelievable. But again, it's creeping death. It's just, oh, the troops are in schools recruiting. No, they now have a semester class where your child is required to go. In some schools where the BATF has another semester, and you go to the class in 7th or 8th grade, and the troops talk to you about the military for a semester. I mean, it's, and by the way, what's going on at home? I mean, they're actually doing it. And you go, well, our troops won't follow those orders. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Our troops, most of them are good people, and they'll never follow those orders when they get back. But they're going to be so sick from the DU and the experimental vaccines. And folks, it's admitted that they have tripled the birth defects in their children from the first Gulf War. Now the numbers are trending 2.5 years later that it's going to be worse this Gulf War. They come back, they're sick, they're, you know, whatever. Do you know, though, what 20-plus percent of the army on the ground is now in Iraq? That's right, folks. It's illegal aliens who are instantly made legal from Latin America. 20-plus percent. And now with the new recruitment levels, those levels are actually increasing. So we have an incorporated open foreign troop base who will be here to oppress us. You got to love it. In plain view. And I saw the UN General McKenzie the Wednesday after 9/11, you know, a week and a day after 9/11. I saw him on Nightline with Ted Koppel say, we're going to have foreign troops in America for your safety. If America's tied down in a foreign war against terror. And then we've interviewed Colonel Roberts, who, you know, has who's been there when they say this, and who's, you know, cadet nephew at West Point. You know, they come in and tell him this. And I mean, this is going on, folks. This isn't speculation. But again, it won't be like Red Dawn where they paratroop in and machine gun you at the high school. It'll just be, well, you know, half our military is Latin American. And well, and forget just Latin Americans, Mexicans enrolled in the regular military. We have ABC News now. What we told you a year ago is now ABC News. Thousands of Latin Americans from Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama have openly been hired, and former death squad commanders openly are now moving them to Iraq. Well, we also know that they're now here in Texas. They're Los Zetas. They work for our folks. We are in trouble. Deep trouble. All right. I know Debbie Morrow's been holding for about 4 minutes. I know we've got Mike and Ralph and James and Richard and everybody else, and we're going to get to you. But I got this little 2-minute clip from New Orleans. This is from local Channel 6, and this is the type of stuff that's happening there right now. I want to play this clip. But again, the Pentagon is in control.
In this neighborhood of Edgewood, which is not too far from the dome off of I-10, there are hundreds and hundreds of homes that are completely flooded, and there are hundreds of people that are still trapped in the attics and in their homes. We came across people on the rooftops, people punching holes in the attic spaces because the water is filled up all the way up to their attics. It is rising. We've seen it rise. It's a slow, gradual rise now. It's not dramatic as before, but that's a big concern, especially with these people that are trapped overnight up in the attic spaces, because literally the air pockets, there's nowhere. We saw people sticking their hands outside through the rafters, waving little tin pans, aluminum pans, to signal, you know, or have some kind of reflection as they were screaming to get them out. Because the claustrophobia sets in, too, of these people that are trapped. apparently what I think a lot of the rescue operations and a lot of the people don't realize the magnitude of how many people are still trapped in the attics. They're chopping through with axes on the rooftops to pull people that are literally just breathing the last air in their homes, and they're up in the rafters, up in the attic spaces. I think the biggest concern that they have is the survivability of these people that are still trapped, which they cannot get to this evening because it's just too dangerous to take your boats. The power lines are underneath the water, getting caught up in the props, and actually some of these lines are hot. And also the gas lines are still bubbling and sending out natural gas. These lines have not been cut off or they didn't have time. I think there's actually, unfortunately, an anticipation that there could be hundreds of deaths by tomorrow.
So, now, I mean, think about this. You live in a city of, what, almost 4 million people. The Houston Chronicle and the Times-Picayune both last year, we reposted these articles yesterday, said that tens of thousands could die if a major Category 4 or more hurricane hit New Orleans. It's several feet below sea level on average, some areas even lower. The city is sinking, and they have not even repaired the existing dikes and barriers. And the federal government slashed the funds almost to nothing. But there's plenty of funding for a billion here, a billion there to put cameras and microphones up in your neighborhood, but not for the border. And again, it goes back to this laissez-faire attitude. I mean, if I live with my family in New Orleans, I don't care if I, you know, I mean, if I had to have a job there or a family business, I would have a boat. I would have life jackets. I would have blow-up boats. I would have a door put on my roof, so I could get out. I mean, these people just go up in the attics. They just run up in the attics as the water rises and then don't even have a way to get out. Don't even have a battery-powered saw. It's insane. And again, it's just like with this corrupt government. Everybody lives in denial. And while I got a hamburger to eat, I got some beer to drink, I got a party to go to, I got a topless bar to go to, I got my, you know, George Bush worship fest to go to. Meanwhile, your family lives in a city that you know gets hit by hurricanes every couple of years, and there's hundreds of deaths every time it happens, and you just don't even care. And I guess, you know, I didn't mean for this to happen, but, you know, we have Debbie on at least once a week, and this is her scheduled time, and we're talking about Big Berkey, Made in America, high-quality water filters. I mean, it's good to have them for emergencies if there's bacteria in the water, which happens all the time in major cities or even small towns. All the poisons and stuff in the water. I mean, that's the reason I drink out of them. But if there ever is an emergency, I even have more packed up in, you know, my attic and in my garage. I have two different emergency packs, you know, ready with food and firearms and water filters. Just because it's called an insurance policy, folks. I mean, our forefathers did this. We've gotten totally disconnected from reality. And it's so foolish. And I hope you will take advantage of this today and get a Big Berkey. I ordered another one this morning. I've ordered, I don't know, 15 of these over the years. I just ordered another Black Berkey Made in America element in the American Stainless Steel mount. And Debbie, thanks for holding for 10 minutes, and I appreciate you coming on. But, you know, to have the Pentagon taking over, and that's never before happened. I mean, they'll send the National Guard, they'll send the Army, but it's under the governor's control. It's just this new move where we're the feds, we're in control. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I was glad to listen in to what you were talking about anyway.
So. Well, meanwhile, it's the feds that took the money away to fix the dikes, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this is really seems kind of sad to even talk about. If you haven't gotten your Berkey yet, why are you waiting? You know, something like this could happen anywhere, and, you know, we're never into fear or motivation. But this is a good time to
really... Well, we have flash floods in Central Texas all the time.
Last
time it happened, 35 people died.
Well, but look at all the people up in, you know, not just on the coast who are being affected. I mean, they've been showing on the news all the tornadoes that hit, all the flood water, all the rainwater, all the way up to Ohio Valley. You know, so it's not just the coastal people, because really, at this point right now, the coastal people, there would be no way to get a Berkey into them.
And now Jeb Bush is fear-mongering for the oil industry when they've actually got giant stockpiles of gasoline on the shore. He's fear-mongering for his business partners, saying there may be gas shortages. which, by the way, people get arrested for doing that if they're not the governor, you know, going out and fear-mongering.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to create fear in people, but we sure do want to get these Berkeys out to people if we can.
Absolutely. A bunch of different specials. Give her a call, folks. I mean, an Indian or Chinese knockoff costs more. This is what I use. I mean, I bought Berkeys back in 98, 99, you know, years before they were sponsors. And this is the big national distributor of the British Berkeys. They've also got the Made in America Berkeys that are even better. Give them a call, 1-888-803-4438. Give Debbie a call. Do not wait, 888-803-4438. It's not as dramatic and, you know, out in the open as this big evil eye of this hurricane sitting over Mississippi right now in Louisiana, but it's a much greater threat is the poisons that are already in the water, Debbie.
Absolutely, and that's what I have told people over and over again, and I can't say that enough. Don't wait for a disaster to, you know, I mean, you're poisoning yourself every single day if you're drinking tap water. Every day. And you don't even know it. You're just a little bit of this and a little bit of that that's added to the water. And then we wonder, why don't we feel good? And why do people have fibromyalgia? Why do they have all these things that you never heard about?
Well, why didn't people, 50 years ago, it was unheard of for somebody
right.
to have acne.
Right.
You know, even young people. And
right.
I mean, now you see 50-year-old people with just acne everywhere.
Right, exactly. And you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But I really don't think that drinking ammonia chlorine is good for you. You know, when I was a little girl, my mama taught me, never mix ammonia and chlorine, because if you do, you will make a gas that will kill you. So when you're cleaning house, don't mix the two products. But they put it in your drinking water and tell you it's okay to drink it.
Well, Debbie,
you know, it's
I mean,
crazy.
I've been to the EPA website and read what is allowable, how many dead bacteria, how many living bacteria, how many herbicides, how many pesticides, how much Ritalin, how much Prozac, because of, you know, people take this in mass and it goes back into the reservoirs, and it's it takes a long time to break down because they're artificial compounds, and you are drinking it, folks. Give Debbie a call right now, 1-888-803-4438, or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them it's an Alex Jones special. Take advantage of about four big specials. They're running right now. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex, and God bless everybody out there and their families.
Absolutely. Take care, Debbie. Now, I've been ranting and raving about the hurricane for most of the last hour, but I got to say it again. I mean, it's a fact. Just the existing hurricane preparedness funds that the federal government's been putting into Louisiana for 60 years were cut almost to nothing. Now, again, I don't believe the federal government should be in the business. The state government has the job, and it can be done inexpensively to absolutely block these floodwaters. They haven't done it. And the decadent population has sat there sucking their thumbs and didn't care. And now the government's coming in. The very federal government that did this is coming in to save everyone. I mean, this is so sick. And these politicians always get about 10 points out of a hurricane. The governor's where they get hit, the president gets it. We'll have Bush via the helicopter flying around for a week. And there'll be no mention of him cutting the hurricane funding. There's just no mention of it. Again, billion two in New York for cameras. 900 million in Boston, 800 and something million in Chicago, $500 million for cameras and microphones this year alone by the federal government. Hundreds of millions in Austin. Just one federal grant. And all they needed was about $100 million to fix these old levees and dikes and walls. They haven't even been fixed since the last time they collapsed. But I got to give up all my rights because the terrorists are going to kill me any minute. Who's up first here? Mike in Illinois, thanks for calling. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, great show, and feel sorry for all those people down there. I've been to New Orleans many times for work, and that city is sinking. I was there 2 years ago, and it's pathetic. What's that? You know what goes on there? It's a very corrupt city, and with the government, the politicians, as is Chicago.
With corruption, you get a corrupt population. and the people just run around greedily, only caring about themselves. It's Sin City. I mean, it's the original Sin City.
Right.
And look, it's full of good people. I'm just saying predominantly evil people run Louisiana, and they just don't care.
Right. Alex, I'm calling because you're talking about cameras and stuff, and I live in a suburb outside of Chicago here, and I was at a block party a couple months ago, and the police chief, ironically, lives down the street from me. The town I live in spent close to a few million dollars in putting cameras up at every intersection in the town. It's a town of about 46,000 people. And I asked him about the cameras, and he says, well, it's just there to monitor in case there was a automobile crash. But the local newspaper just put out here in the town that they're going to monitor and send people speeding tickets.
Well, sir, it's always the same M.O.
Absolutely. But this whole police...
Well, stay there. I'll let you get into it when we get back, Mike. No, I mean, it's always the same. And in a way, they're telling the truth. Yes, dual use, it will be used for traffic control. Yes, it's true. It's true. But the Pentagon set up... This, by the way, has been a New Scientist. The Pentagon designed the national camera system. They brag that it is a control grid.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Racing, I'm frantic, I'm you know, spasmodically spewing information. It's not because I'm obnoxious or I'm you know, trying to show off what I know. It's that I'm frantic. There's just so much. I mean, every classical indicator, every form of classical oppression and tyranny I mean, when your government openly trains to put citizens in camps and hires the former head of the Stasi as a consultant and it's admitted in the mainstream news, I mean, come on, folks. The Stasi, the East German secret police, worse than the communist Chinese, worse when it came to surveillance than the Nazis. I mean, it's just, it's mind-blowing, and they just do it out in the open. All those years I got laughed at for saying martial law was coming, and now it's just the nightly news every night. Some new reason we need it. Why, it's the best thing since sliced bread. You know, it's like next year's new automobile coming out. We can't wait to get it. The new Mustang is coming out. You know, it's like it's a commodity. And to read in MIT's magazine, to read in New Scientist, to read in several different magazines in the last year, where the Pentagon just came out and said, yeah, we designed the grids for the cameras and the FEMA emergency centers and the microphones, and it's a control system for populations, and we want to put the same system in Iraq. That's why in both magazines they were admitting it, but saying, well, we've done it in America. We need it here for our occupy. Just give me a break, folks. Our military isn't supposed to be running our lives. Remember, 20-plus percent of the Army right now is foreign. Again, hidden in plain view. I could pull my hair out. I want to go to Mike and James and Richard and Randall and others. Mike, finish up in Illinois.
Yeah, Alex, also the thing is they've been doing checkpoints here in the suburbs, and I asked the police chief. I was almost one. They were pulling cars out. Now, it's a violation of our amendment. I don't know which one it is.
Fourth Amendment.
Fourth Amendment, right. Do random searches, but he said, he admitted, the police chief admitted after he's had a few beers at the block party that they are, you know, doing random searches. They'll take every third or fourth car, and they had light alls in this Kmart parking lot, and they were telling all the cars to go off that they'd pull, checking them for insurance and DUI. There's the ski mask, not the ski mask, but they had the Nazi helmets, the black uniforms with the bulletproof vests that say police on them, and they look like Nazi commandos, Alex.
No. That's freedom. Being pulled off the road by men in black helmets. Brother, that's everything our forefathers fought for.
And it's scary, Alex. I heard you talking about it in Texas 3-4 years ago. You said it was going on in Austin. And now, in the last year, it's been happening here in the suburbs of Chicago.
But they won't put those guys, they won't put them on your border.
No, they won't.
They won't do it for a minute. But when you say, hey, why are you wanting to search me? What do you got to hide, Mac? And see, now they're even doing it at people's houses. Speak of the devil in Louisiana last year, they just come to your door, happening in Dallas, Texas. It's happening in Arizona. We'd like to search your house. Well, why? We're searching all the houses. It's knock and talk. Well, you can't search my house. What do you got to hide, ma'am?
That's right. That's what the police chief said. Well, if you're not guilty of anything, he says it shouldn't bother you. It's for your safety that we get DUI drunk drivers off.
Well, did you hear the police chief I had on from Bergen County when he said he thinks they should make us take chips and then he'll enforce it? These people are mind-controlled.
Absolutely, Alex.
Look. It's like that police chief said, I am the government. I am the government. And because he is the government, why, it can't be bad. Folks, we're in for rough times. We've been decadent. We've been evil. We've killed 50 million babies in abortion. And we're going to be judged, folks. I mean, it's real simple. So suck your thumbs and stick your George Bush stickers on your car and you feel real good. Because God's going to wear you out. He's going to let the devil get you. And I guess us, too. We're all going to get to pay the piper. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.